For the last few springs, while some farmers were planting crops, British company Reckitt Benckiser was planting trees. Its Trees for Change program is part of a greenhouse gas reduction initiative, but that didn't go over well with some BC farmers and with Quesnel Mayor Bob Simpson. They said BC's farmland is too valuable to be used for trees when the land needs to grow food. Now the province is reinforcing its rules around farms and trees. Coralie Oakes joins us on the line now. She's the Liberal MLA for Cariboo North. Hello.
Hi, Audrey. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Can Reckitt Benckiser continue planting trees like it has been?
So we are providing clarity. This is an issue that is incredibly important to us, and I should give some personal background. My family moved here in the 30s, and this is one of those issues that really came up at our kitchen table. My grandma, you know, was really concerned about this, as so many people who live, you know, in the area who know how difficult it is when you're looking at producing agricultural land in the area. It's, you know, it's a significant amount of area. And for us, when we're looking at food security, when we're looking at the next generation of farmers, you know, I come from a multi-generation of farmers, how do you make sure you have that security? So what we have done is we've worked really hard as a government, and there's lots of people that have worked on this to ensure that there's clarity. So, you know, for those large tracts of land, that we have seen, it now goes to the Agricultural Land Commission. And so what we've done is created that clarity so that we're keeping our agricultural land in production as it should be.
So you're providing clarity, but does that mean Reckitt Benckiser can continue planting trees like it has been?
No, so it would have to go to the Agricultural Land Commission, and the Agricultural Land Commission, of course, with, you know, its purpose of ensuring that you're having productive agricultural uses, whether it's agroforestry, whether, you know, whether it's tree, fruit, nuts, you name it, there, you know, the Agricultural Land Commission understands the importance of food production. So I imagine when it went to the Land Commission, of course, they have the final say, it would be a no.
When you say you're providing clarity, are you making any kind of change to the rules?
Yes, so what we are doing is we're amending the Agricultural Land Reserve Use, the subdivision and procedure regulations to provide that clarification. So any parcel of land that's greater than 20 hectares that is being used other than farm use would have to go to the ALC for determination.
As a side note to Reckitt Benckiser, will this affect Christmas tree farms?
So that is where we have looked at things such as agroforestry, which we certainly recognize in British Columbia that there's other uses, such as, you know, there's woodlots, there's tree farms, there's tree fruits, and that's why it's taken, you know, the time to get this clarification. We worked with all of these different stakeholders to ensure that that type of use on land could be permitted, and again, working with the Agricultural Land Commission. Where the real concern came and what we heard right across so many of our communities was, you know, when you're talking in the Cariboo, it was over 25,000 acres that we were seeing. We needed to ensure that there is clarity. We have nothing, you know, we want to ensure when we look at our climate action that we are doing a significant investment in reforestation. We all understand that. But what we are saying is that on Crown land, whether it's mountain pine beetle stands, whether it's, you know, where we've seen fire stands go through, that that is an applicable use. We should be investing more money in forestation, and I'm certainly working, you know, with my colleagues to look at what the Forest Renewal Fund will be looking like, and that's, you know, an expansion of the Trees for Tomorrow. And, you know, we're looking at pilots that can be, that we can be used with this. But, you know, I worked really closely. I have to give credit to Lara Beckett, who sits on the Fraser Fort George. I've known Lara since kindergarten. We are both passionate about how you grow agriculture, how do you grow productive land, and I know she worked extremely hard there. And I also want to thank Lana Popham for, you know, the work that she has done. I think here's an example where we've worked with multiple stakeholders to address something that that we thought we should be looking at how you can better utilize, you know, our productive agricultural land.
Reckitt Benckiser has been planting these trees for years. Why has it taken this long to make this change?
Well, I think, you know, for an average person, if you were to ask, do you think planting trees is a good idea? Yes, of course. We need to be looking at climate action. We know that with mountain pine beetle, we need to be investing in planting trees. But, you know, one of the things that I did is, you know, when we started looking at the list, and, you know, I met with Martin Rossman, who was an avid champion for this through the BC Cattlemen's Association here in the Cariboo. He said, you know, let's start going to look at these properties. And I went out with both my grandma and my dad, who quite frankly, you know, my grandma coming here in the 30s knew of the property. She told me the story of who homesteaded them, the amount of work, the amount of generations it took to create the productive land. You know, and we brought that forward, you know, to Victoria and worked with, you know, those folks that were designing policy. With anything with government, you want to make sure that there isn't adverse effects on other industries, and you raise that, such as tree farm licenses. And so you needed to look at the whole scope of what we are trying to move forward on. And I think that I think we came to a really good collaborative effort that was, you know, many stakeholders came and worked hard to get to this point.
What happens now to the 8 million trees Reckitt Benckiser has planted in the last 10 years?
Well, again, they did move forward on, they were allowed to do that. And so what we've now done is we've got the clarification on that so that we can ensure that moving forward, that this is part of a comprehensive package that we have as government to make sure that we're looking at keeping vibrant agricultural communities alive.
So is it fair to say that that farmland has already been lost to those trees?
Well, they've already been planted, and I encourage, you know, I don't know if you've gone out and actually looked at some of these areas. The trees have been planted. And, you know, again, we do need trees. That's very, you know, critically important. What we are doing is providing clarity, which we need to have moving forward, that the productive agricultural land is based on consultation with numerous stakeholders and listening to what they have said, that moving forward, that on these large tracts of agricultural productive land, that trees for carbon sequestration isn't an appropriate use.
Thank you so much, Coralie Oakes.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Coralie Oakes is the Liberal MLA for Cariboo North.